It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. Last month, Ida deluged New York City with more than 7 inches of rain in just a few hours, flooding streets and flooding homes and killing 13 people. WNYC's Gwen Hogan checked in with one family flooded out of their home. She described it to our colleague Rebecca Ibarra for the WNYC and NPR podcast Consider This.
Those first few days after Ida hit, I walked around Woodside and East Elmhurst, near where some of the deaths had occurred in Queens. And it was really striking to see piles of people's belongings in front of their homes. You know, people basically having to throw away anything that the sewage waters had touched.
Can I record your voice?
And at one point, I met this young woman named Litzy Gutierrez. She's 19 years old.
Yeah, it's been pretty rough seeing our house destroyed, basically.
She was sitting on the stoop in front of what had been her basement apartment.
You own the house? Or
no, we rent.
You're going through photos right now?
Yeah, we're trying to clean, like, our pictures.
Her family photo albums had been soaking wet, and she was taking out the pictures and drying them off with paper towel and then laying them out in the sun.
They're memories, you know? Something to remember always. Materials come and go.
So I spoke to Litzy's uncle, Oscar Gomez.
De agua. Y todo lo que...
And I asked if I could go inside. Downstairs in this basement apartment, there were belongings still kind of piled up all around.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my God. The smell of mold was just overwhelming. There were fruit flies kind of hovering in the air. And I noticed her name, Litzy, was up on one of the bedroom walls. This was a windowless room that she shared with her mother for the last decade.
Gwen, we've been hearing so much about illegal basement apartments in the wake of Ida. Was this apartment up to code? Did it meet all the requirements that it was supposed to meet?
No, this was definitely an unregulated illegal dwelling. Mm. And, you know, Litzy's uncle told me the story about how they ended up living here.
Él nos dijo en el mes de agosto.
The family used to live in a house that they rented and shared with other family members.
De tener un comedor, una sala.
They had big rooms. They had a living room, a dining room.
Habitaciones grandes.
This was up until 2011 when the property owner there told them that they were going to sell the house. And so that's when he saw this little sign on a light post, called the number, relatively little paperwork. And they moved in shortly after.
A pasar a un apartamento pequeño.
Him, Litzy's mom, who is his sister, the three of them, and then other family members joined them.
Pues sí, es un poquito difícil.
This was a huge change for the family because they were in this cramped, dark basement afterwards. But at the time, it was all they could afford. They were paying $12.50 a month.
Entonces, pagar una renta de $2,000 y pico, pues era mucho para tres personas.
And there is breaking news at 11, a flood emergency in New York City for the first time in history. Right now,
the intersection is flooded. The parking lot that's nearby is flooded.
Terrible. My God, look at this.
What was it like for them the night that Ida hit?
They had had some minor flooding before.
Normally from the back, we always get leakage.
You know, when it would rain and they would just kind of make do. They would lift their belongings off the ground and try to mop up.
Only my mom and my two little cousins and my dad were inside the house. So they thought, oh, like, it's, you know, it's a normal rain. We can maybe handle it, you know?
But the water was rising faster and faster.
El agua empezaba a venir más y más y más, pero ya como... como un río.
And at that point, Oscar, with his two young nephews, who are 9 years old and 10 months old, he wakes them up, carries them up through the knee-deep water into the floor above where his sister lives. And they try to come back down to get paperwork or, you know, valuables or his cash savings. But by that point, the water was already pretty much up to the ceiling.
Y pues uno tiene que asimilar la realidad, ¿no?
And, you know, he is so grateful that he and his sister were awake because he thinks about the, you know, the family that was just a half a block away on the other side of the BQE who perished in their basement apartment.
Como decía Gabriel García Márquez,
you know, he quoted Gabriel García Márquez saying if he'd been asleep, the family wouldn't be alive to tell the tale.
No vivieron para contarla.
But everything that they had was lost.
También veíamos que se nos iban los sueños.
He talked about just watching his dreams disappear.
Las cosas de años de trabajo, lo perdimos todo.
So obviously, a lot of families like this get a lot of attention in the days following the storm, but it's been over a month now. What's it like for Litzy and Oscar and other members of this family now, today?
It has been incredibly hard for them. 8 family members were in the basement apartment, and that family has scattered. Some are staying with friends and relatives elsewhere. Litzy and Oscar are staying on the floor above. I went back about 2 weeks ago, and everything they had that they didn't want to throw away was still scattered in front of the house, covered in blue tarps now to protect it from further rain. Mm. Oscar has returned to work at Key Food, where he stocks shelves. And Litzy started her freshman year of college, but they're basically all in this protracted limbo.
You're like, wow, like, I don't have a home to go to, do my homework in peace, this and that. But I'm glad that I have my family right by my side.
Gwen, what kind of assistance is available for people who are now in this kind of situation?
One option is FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, has been paying out relief funds for renters and homeowners. The most recent estimates said that they paid out $72 million in New York to 16,000 families, which is an average donation of about $4,500, which is not much if you've lost everything in a basement apartment like this family has. There's this other issue. Undocumented people cannot qualify for FEMA aid. Mm. The state did set up a fund for undocumented people recently, and we should start to see those payments shortly. But the Gomez family actually would qualify for FEMA funds because they have citizen children. But they were reluctant to apply. They said they were concerned that maybe their kids would be charged for this relief funding afterwards, which FEMA representatives assured me would not happen. And now they actually are working on a FEMA application. So hopefully they'll get some funds soon.
I mean, I think we just need a home as of right now.
So what does this family do next, Gwen?
Well, as Oscar has been telling me, it's very difficult to find an apartment.
Es muy difícil de que tú puedas alquilar un apartamento en un edificio.
They're facing, you know, issues from landlords who won't take them because they don't have social security or immigration paperwork. And then there's this other level of discrimination.
Como dije, es como si tuviéramos prohibido los inmigrantes acceder a eso, a una vivienda digna.
He feels like it's as if immigrants like him were prohibited from having housing with dignity.
Porque no hay o sea, no tenemos acceso a...
That's why he ended up in an illegal basement apartment to begin with.
A vivir en un edificio.
They're looking for new apartments, but they haven't been able to find anything at this point.
That was WNYC's Gwen Hogan speaking with our colleague, Rebecca Ibarra.